Hi, this is Faith Hill.
This is Michael Bublé.
Hi, this is Jan Berry.
And this is Dean Torrance
of Jan and Dean.
We'd like to take this time to wish you the merriest of Christmases.
This is Ann Wilson of Heart.
This is Graham Russell from Air Supply. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Now that we're more than halfway through June, that means Leon Day is just around the corner. That's June 25th, 6 months until Christmas Day, and not to wish the days away, but just past that, it will be July. And for many Christmas podcasters and Christmas peeps in general, that means Christmas in July. For the last 2 years, I've done something on the Sounds of Christmas I hadn't done since I launched the station in 2007. I played nearly every song in our library in alphabetical order. I've added hundreds of songs since this time last year, so many in fact that I noticed that it will take 5 more hours just to get to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Obviously, it's safe to say that the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z will be a lot different and much longer than last year. And while it is a lot of work, it does seem to get such a nice response, it was a no-brainer to continue it this year, which, I guess, now makes it a tradition. Starting on July 1st at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll be giving you the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, playing almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by song title. And at this point, I honestly have no idea how long it will go on. Last year, it took over 15 hours just to get through all the songs that start with A, which is 2 hours longer than the year before. And this year, it looks like it will be another 6 hours until the first song that starts with B. So, a couple things about this. First, here's how I came up with my list. I took my master library list and put it in a Google Doc, and then I set it to alphabetize all the entries by song title. For the most part, I think this worked okay. In some instances, punctuation in the song titles made it tricky, but that probably wasn't always the case. So you may hear a song that seems out of place, and that could be the reason. Or it could be other things. Sometimes artists change the name of a song they're covering. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas becomes simply A Merry Little Christmas. My Grown Up Christmas List becomes just Grown Up Christmas List. And Run Rudolph Run is sometimes listed as Run Run Rudolph. I'm sure there are plenty of others, but those are the ones that leap to mind. I tried to deal with that as best I could, but this was a huge undertaking. Another reason that, upon occasion, there may be a song that seems out of place. And while I tried to get all the versions of particular songs together, sometimes I just didn't catch the difference in titles, so it's possible the same song by different artists might pop up in 2 different places, maybe even 3 different places. That said, I'm not playing every different version of every single song. I did consider doing that in the beginning when I first started this, and I thought it might be interesting to hear so many different artists with their own interpretations of each song. Then I realized that if I did that, there would be over 9 hours of different versions of Silver Bells. I like Silver Bells a lot. Maybe even more than most, but I don't think even I would listen to 9 hours of it. So I went through and picked one particular version of a song for the songs that had multiple versions to kind of represent that song. This year, for the most part, I went with the first version, or at least the oldest one, that I could find. That didn't always work, and it wasn't even always the case, but that was my plan when I started putting this together this year, and I think that most of the time, I stuck to it, although I think you may find a couple times where I couldn't choose, so I put 2 versions in. I didn't include Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or New Year songs, or Thanksgiving or Halloween songs. However, Christmas songs that included elements of Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and Halloween are part of the A to Z event. For songs that started with numbers, I simply spelled out the numbers, and you'll find them accordingly. I also took out a lot of the thes and uhs that started a song title, but not all. I made a lot of judgment calls on that, taking away the ones I thought were unnecessary while leaving others I thought were important, like the Christmas song. That's how everyone refers to it, not just Christmas song. So that the stayed. And when I could, I tried to respect artists' decisions on the titles of their songs, so some of those retained the uhs and the thes. You get the idea. I included lots of medleys too, and some of the songs included in those will be found elsewhere in the entire A to Z event. I went back and forth on this and finally decided that medleys are just more popular in Christmas music than in any other genre, so excluding them just seemed wrong. That's why you may hear Let It Snow followed by a medley of Let It Snow in Winter Wonderland. And it seems to me that there are lots of medleys that start with Carol of the Bells. I may have made some mistakes too. I probably did. As with the past 2 years, this was a much bigger thing to put together than I thought it would be. So some songs might come up in the wrong place, some songs might play more than once, and some might not show up at all. And none of that is on purpose, just human error. My human error. My apologies if there's a song you want to hear and somehow it doesn't show up or you miss it because it's in the wrong place. I also get that you may not agree with the choices I made as far as which version of a particular song gets played. In most cases, as I said, I tried to go with the first version, but a couple times I shook things up a little to pick something you might not expect. I know that this isn't for everybody. When some people listen to Christmas music, they want Bing's White Christmas. They want Nat King Cole and Elvis. For others, it's Mariah Carey and Kelly Clarkson. And while all of those artists do appear, more than once, in fact, in The Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, it's going to take a while to get to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And if you miss Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You on that first day, you won't get to hear it again for a long time. But if you love Christmas music, all kinds of Christmas music, you'll get a real taste of what I mean when I say The Sounds of Christmas plays the best variety of Christmas music. You'll hear lots of songs you may have never heard before, and you'll hear lots of artists that you may have never heard before either. But I think you're going to like it. At least, I hope you do. I'll probably send periodic updates through social media again, like I did last year, to let you know where we are as the month of July rolls on. And, quite frankly, possibly August. I'm set to kick this off on July 1st with Faith Hill's A Baby Changes Everything, and then keep on going until at some point we get to Zydeco Christmas by CJ Chenier and the Red Hot Louisiana Band. It seems like it took a couple weeks to do this last year, and there are a lot more songs this time around, so it should take a little longer. But since I'm still programming it all, I really don't know. I guess we'll find out together. And lastly, I started this episode off mentioning that I've added hundreds of songs since I did this last year. Those weren't all new songs from 2024. There were lots of old releases that came back into print or were finally released for the first time or in a slightly different configuration. So I also added a lot of songs that hadn't been available for a long time and, in some cases, songs that had never been released in the first place. And I also came across a few surprises. Songs I didn't know existed, or rare songs that I hadn't been able to find before. Anyway, despite all the caveats and possible mistakes, I hope the whole thing is fun, and that if you do tune in, you'll like what you hear. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, and click on over, and you'll find us there. then subscribe and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas Station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this on your phone, you can click on the send us a text message and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.